Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. In each episode, we turn our gaze to a design story that we think deserves a little more attention. In 2016, the design anthropologist Dori Tunstall was appointed as Dean of the Faculty of Design at the Ontario College of Art and Design University in Toronto. The appointment made Tunstall the first Black dean of a design school anywhere in the world, and in this role, she has championed a more inclusive and decolonized approach to the design curriculum. Here's Tunstall with more on this way of design thinking, which she calls respectful design.
Some of the core tenets that are expressed through the work our students do and the work that our faculty do is, again, valuing different cultures and different ways of being, creating harmonious relationships with nature. Nature is seen as not something separate from us, but something that we're deeply in relationship with. And then in understanding all these differences, like how do we use creative methodologies to celebrate all of those differences, whether those differences are, you know, materials we might use, human to, you know, water and nature and air, or human to human in terms of cultural differences, differences in age, differences in language, differences in ways of thinking and being in the world. We're really interested in is like, what's the kind of internal cultivation of the values of who you are, and then as a respectful designer, right, in some ways, is that internal cultivation of like who you are, your relationships to all the other things, makes manifest the way in which you use making as a way to hopefully honor those relationships that you have. AIGA did a study with Google last year in the US where of their survey participants, I think only 3% of the designers were Black. It's like 70%, I think, were white. When my students look out about who they should be as designers, they don't see themselves. We talk about like, you should have lots of white space, but if you're coming from a culture, let's say in India, like there's no white space in Indian design. every space needs to be filled with color and meaning and a different set of aesthetics. Here in Toronto, a lot of my Black students come from a Caribbean tradition. If you go to an event and you look at the postcards, the flyers or the posters, there's no white space in the way in which these things are laid out. When you have a young person who comes from that tradition and they come into a school like OCAD and we're giving, you know, presentations around like, these are the top designers, these are who you should be emulating, or even just giving feedback. This layout should have more white space. We're telling them that the aesthetic traditions that they come from have no value in professional design. And it has real impact because it means in some cases they can't get into institutions like OCAD because you have to do a portfolio review to get in. Or more importantly, they're not able to get jobs because their portfolio doesn't look like what a good design is supposed to look like, which is culturally coded as European. It's culturally coded as a sort of middle-class affluent aesthetic. And oftentimes it's culturally coded as male and culturally coded as heteronormative. So the further you are away from those identities and the values of those identities, the more you feel like you don't belong. That's the part that becomes really tricky. We're all, you know, colonized, like we all need to decolonize ourselves. And this is where I think, you know, like again, the decolonizing of design becomes really important because we can say that there are models of aesthetic excellence that are local, but also could be global.
If you're going to take on CLO, you need the best the design group has to offer.
I talk a lot with my students about the power of a movie like Black Panther, where it showed on a global scale, like how you can have an African aesthetics that is contemporary and modern, and then that becomes something that you can aspire to.
The entire suit sits within the teeth of the necklace.
In that aspirations, you change the standards of what is beautiful, what is smart, what is modern, so that people don't have to move so far away from being who they are and who their parents are and who their grandparents are in order to be in the world. For me, it's the work and the curriculum, like the books that we're reading, the designers that we are holding up as models of ideal design, the way in which the students are able to feel like they can fully express themselves through their designs, express their cultures, their history, and that would be useful and acceptable as a professional designer. Like that, to me, is the most important key outcome for the work that we're trying to do as an institution.
My thanks to Dori Tunstall there. She was speaking to Will Kitchens. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.